The stock market is surging to record highs today on news that Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is 90% effective. Wall Street is also responding to Joe Biden's victory, even as President Trump vows to keep fighting the outcome of the election. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So, wow, the Dow soared more than 5% at the open on this Pfizer vaccine news. But do you think that the market's response is a little premature here?
I mean, it could be. I still believe that this is an unequivocal good news. It really is. And for the virus and the tamping down of the virus. But there is a concern that we are not going to necessarily have the widespread distribution of a vaccine and have everybody get vaccinated who needs to get vaccinated in a really short period of time. So what does that mean? It leaves us in this period, almost the in-between period, where we are suffering from a spike in virus cases. We are seeing parts of the economy re-shut down again. And we have more than 10 million people who are still out of work. And all those people and all those facts exist. And so we've got an economy that is still suffering the effects of the pandemic.
Well, and exactly. That's why I'm looking at these numbers. American Airlines jumped 22%, United 23%, Carnival, the cruise ship operator, up 36%. I mean, it's not as if we're going to wake up tomorrow and everything is going to be fine. I mean, these companies still have a long road ahead of them.
Yes, and I think that that's really the issue is, and you know, frankly, a lot of the trends that have developed amid the pandemic are not necessarily going to reverse course immediately. I wonder if perhaps investors, this is a bit of pent-up demand of good news and optimism. Listen, stock investors are notoriously upbeat. But I also think that there is a sense that an investor who looks at the markets today is not looking at what's happening today. They're looking at not 6 weeks in the future, it's 6 years in the future.
Well, here's another wild card. President Trump hasn't conceded yet, and there's a chance that the next few months of transition could be pretty tumultuous. What kind of impact do you think that might have?
Well, I think the uncertainty would be pretty bad for markets. One of the things that we saw last week, which was also a great week for stock investors, by the way, the best election week since 1932. But last week, you saw a sentiment shift where investors at least looked at an election that would not be long drawn out or contested. There was a belief that Biden and Harris had won, that the Senate would likely remain as a Republican-controlled Senate, that the House was definitely going to remain as a Democratic House, and that combination would essentially mean that things would go pretty slowly, that there wouldn't be an immediate tax increase on corporations or the wealthiest 2% of individuals, and that anything that would go through a split Congress would take some time and wouldn't probably be as big as feared by many investors.
So in other words, gridlock, not so bad in their eyes.
Yeah, I mean, the one I would say that gridlock from the investment perspective is usually pretty good. Gridlock for the real economy may not be good because we still do need stimulus. Remember, we've got to fill the gap between where we are today and when that vaccine becomes widely available.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money. Thank you, as always.
Thanks so much.